Session 100, October 26, 1964, The Early Sessions, Volume 3 of the Seth Material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, this will be a fairly informal session, and I am indeed aware that it is our 100th session. Rob notes. Now Jane smiled broadly as she paced about. Seth, as I told you many sessions ago, I tell you once again, our sessions are but barely beginning. I did want to mention the fact that Rupert is doing very well with the initial chapter that will introduce our material. I also hope that you both realize how your abilities have begun to ripen, and how our sessions have led you into an increased awareness in all avenues of focus and activity. We are, as I have told you, going slowly, and yet the progression will be a steady one that rests upon disciplined sensitivities, without those possible dangers that can result when there is an overly intensive or fanatical attention to one line of focus and a lack of disciplined understanding. We are not attempting to enlighten the institutions at the expense of the intellect. We are attempting to work in such a manner that added knowledge from the individual inner self is also made known to the intellect. Rupert, in writing his introduction this afternoon, used a term which is an excellent one. He spoke of the undiscovered man in terms of the whole self, whose abilities are so little known, and this is precisely what we are here attempting to bring to light. The vast areas within the self which have been left undiscovered and unknown. We are attempting in these sessions to develop both of your abilities in many areas, while we still maintain a most necessary balance of development so that one part of you does not get top-heavy and topple over. I say this partially in jest. Nevertheless, there is a definite reason for such a steady, balanced progression. From the beginning of our sessions, you have been learning the method with which we will explore the whole self, but we have not plunged headlong into any foolhardy expeditions. We are equipping ourselves with the necessary background and knowledge. This does not mean that a stiff restraint should be used on either of your parts. Rupert can now allow himself some additional freedom. The ego, however, is a necessary protector, and its barriers should not be lowered by force or pressure. It must first feel secure and become flexible while still retaining the integrity of its nature. Rob, in line with the above material, it might be noted that Seth had cautioned Jane to go easy with her ecstasy experiments in the 54th session. She had achieved this ecstatic state, as she described it, several times by that date. She had also been concerned as to how far to go along with this experience while she was alone in the house. Seth stated that he did not realize Jane would advance this focusing of inner energy so early in her studies with psychological time, and furthermore said that it could have unpleasant effects if it was unwittingly directed towards someone else. Nor was this possibility shades of witchcraft. Any energy can be used for almost any purpose. After that session, Jane stopped trying to reach this state and has not experienced it to this date. Seth, it is actually a most dependable measure as far as its attitude and condition is concerned, in that if it becomes overly concerned, the concern is caused by a fear for its own survival, and its survival is obviously a necessity for existences within the physical field, if it is to deal effectively with camouflage reality. The ego, however, is not an afterthought disconnected from the whole self, and when the intellect becomes aware of data given to it by the intuitions or the inner self, it is then capable of informing the ego, which then changes its attitude accordingly. This way we are assured of the cooperation of the whole self and avoid any possibility of splitting oneself, one part of the self, against another. This is one of the main reasons why I advised Rupert at one time to discontinue certain particular experiments, which I believe he can now handle. In the past few sessions, we have begun discussing some material that will be the basis for many other sessions, and well may be considered as a general outline for another year's work. There are many studies to be filled in on past material, simply because at the time you did not have the background for fullest comprehension. This is why, for example, I did not go into the molecular structure of the dream world. It differs from the material world with which you are familiar in many instances, and yet the material dealing with the nature of matter was a necessary prerequisite. I suggest you break. Rob breaks at 9:28. Jane was dissociated as usual. After a slow beginning, she delivered the bulk of the above material in a steady, comfortable rate. She resumed in the same manner, 9:33. Seth. You will make many gains during the following year. You must realize that your own attitudes have changed for the better, and this is finding its reflection in your daily life. I am tempted to give you some new material this evening, although I had decided to hold a brief session, merely because of certain rhythms and crests of activity that ebb and flow. I had intended this to be an informal, generalized discussion, and definitely mean to mention again that the general setup of this room is now excellent, regardless of what additions or so forth you might choose to make. The division here in the room into spheres of more or less separated activities is of great benefit. The bed is again in the position that I suggested, I notice. An additional small detail that I make. It is a fact, but I also mention it to tug at Rupert's leg a bit. You are both better off, actually, without the radiator being covered, because of the collection of dust particles. I am myself rather dusty this evening, since I am very relaxed and indeed come with a certain smug satisfaction of having survived 100 sessions, and you may feel a smug satisfaction also. It is no small feat. The maintenance of overall equilibrium have been exceedingly maintained, with nevertheless optimum results as far as the development of your psychic abilities. The early stages of our sessions were the crucial ones in that respect, yet there is always the necessity of maintaining an overall balance of spontaneous inner freedom with disciplined attention. Both are required. I am fully aware that your landlord and friend has asked me to locate his old thermostat cover. Rob notes, Jane now began to take some rather lengthy pauses as she delivered this more personal material. I did not feel that she was worrying about its accuracy particularly, merely that such information is evidently more carefully presented by Seth, lest it arouse such outer ego fears. Hence it comes out at a slower rate. See page 88 for information on the thermostat cover. Seth. He intended to place it on a shelf in the cellar, but instead shoved it with other metal objects where it ended up on the floor of his Jeep, with or underneath some rubbish. It was dumped either somewhere on his own property or in a public dumping area, whichever area is by a hill, and it is still there, not destroyed, but particularly damaged. I trust this will satisfy him. Seth, can you tell us when this happened? Seth. There were two occasions. One when he took the thermostat, threw it by mistake into the Jeep, where it lay forgotten and hidden, and another occasion 3 weeks later when it was dumped. I believe both occasions last spring, early in the spring. He had removed it and let it sit off. Then, in a hurry later, he noticed it, and intended to put it in the cellar so it would not be lost. He did not want to bother putting it back on then. That is all. Upon another occasion, however, we will discuss your relationship with him and his wife, and the rather bizarre circumstances that surround the man and his youngest son. I am of the opinion that your psychological time experiences will shortly become more vivid, Joseph, and also Rupert's. The inner spontaneity is coming back to Rupert after he tried too hard during the last of the summer. The informal social engagements that you have been enjoying are most beneficial and within reason should be continued. The change in the direction of the bed will also aid in psychological time experiments when tried there. Rob notes, I might also add here that in the short time since the bed was changed in position so that its head points north, Jane has lost the persistent soreness of the ribs on her left side. See more of the note, page 87. Seth. Most of all in this session, I merely intend to congratulate you both for your perseverance, and I hope you will congratulate me for mine. The experience on my part has been most enjoyable. Rob, this is the first such experience for you. Jane now smiled. Seth, I will never cease to enjoy the trickery note of your voice when you are trying to catch me off guard. And I have already, upon one occasion, answered your question. Also, if you recall, I early told you that I considered myself an educator and gave you some hint of my educational philosophy. You may, if you prefer, ask me questions, or since I left this evening's session relatively open, you may take the occasion to rest and close early. Rob notes, let's take a short break. I'll ask you one question and then we can close. Seth, as you prefer. Rob, break at 10:05. Jane was dissociated as usual. I did remember Seth's previous answer concerning the top question above, and it was to the effect that his experience with Jane and I is his first, at least on this plane. I was hoping he would elaborate on the experience. I regret that I am unable to give the reader a page number for the previous answer. I am making my own version of an index for the material and have not yet covered that particular session. Talking it over at break, we thought that at first we could ask Seth to comment briefly on a very vivid dream I had on Friday evening, October 10, 1964. When I thought it better to ask for a comment on the vivid experience Marion and Jimmy Spazzini had concerning Jimmy's deceased father recently, we made the official question. Marion had described the experience to Jane a few days previously, but at supper this evening, the Spazzanis went over it again for our benefit. And since it is still fresh in mind, I will note an account of it below, although Seth does not discuss it in any detail in this session. This account can be used for future reference. Seth, I should have known better than to have expected a simple yes or no question. Now, the experience involving your landlord, his wife, and his deceased father was a legitimate one, but one that I should like to use as an example for a rather long discussion of questions directly resulting from some recent sessions. That is, the question as to the survival of the physical image after the point of so-called death, and the lingering about the physical plane of portions of the personality. I did not want to begin an involved discussion this evening. I will say that the mentioned experience did involve a communication of the father and his son, taking place through the cooperation of the wife. I will not continue with this evening, though I will begin the discussion at our next session, if you prefer. Rob, okay. Jane and I now wonder if it is coincidence that we were discussing this same matter a few days ago and wondering when Seth would begin to cover the subject. Seth, the woman involved could gain immeasurably through the development of her own abilities. However, she is fearful of them, fearing mostly a quite actual lack of discipline. The ego, her ego, is presently too concerned with other problems to allow her any such inner freedom. At the same time, the difficulty experienced by her ego cries out for the sort of fulfillment that could be achieved through the development of these abilities. Such a development would result in the strengthening of her ego in added self-confidence, and her abilities are strong enough so that they do operate with some efficiency when her ego does let down its guard. The man represents, now, an example of a personality highly endowed with intuition and inner senses that are highly developed. There are some rather unusual circumstances here in family and past family situations. The boy, the youngest son, is also well endowed with already efficient inner senses. The father did communicate. The living, however, can, within certain limits, make it difficult for those personalities who are finished with the physical field because of a lack of understanding of circumstances. We shall discuss this later. A personality or personalized energy is never destroyed, but transformation of form remains a necessity for continuation of each personality and, in some cases, an emotional denial on the part of the living. Of this fact can lead to resistance insofar as the personality of those no longer connected with the physical field. This resistance must then be coped with, and results in difficulties that could be lessened through understanding on the part of those so-called living. You must understand that, to me, now, mankind's insistence upon recognizing as alive only those personalities with which he deals in the physical field is a most limiting concept. I will go into this more deeply. I will also discuss your dream at another session, since I attempt to use such incidences as examples to expand your comprehension along many lines. It is almost impossible to bring up a great variety of such incidences as they occur. I will say, however, that the dream involved experience along many lines, and that the coat represented something far different than you imagine. And for this evening, I will close, and again, my most warm good wishes. Rob. Good night, Seth. And at 10:42, Jane was dissociated as usual. She was now quite tired, as she had been at the end of the last session. Almost as soon as she began delivering this last material, I regretted having asked her to do so, since I could see her visibly tired. Jane remarked upon the fact that after some sessions, she feels less fatigued than before they begin, while after others she is tired. At the same time, she said that fatigue has no meaning for her while she is delivering the material.